Thanks for downloading a 3CR podcast. 3CR is an independent community radio station based in Melbourne, Australia. We need your financial support to keep going. Go to www.3cr.org.au for more information and to donate online. Now stay tuned for your 3CR podcast.
Buongiorno.
Music sans frontières.
Music from around Australia and around the world. Tuesdays, 12 till 2 p.m.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to another episode of Music Sans Frontières. I'm your host, Joe Marley-Nudge, for the next 2 hours. Thanks very much to Billy Bong Beats, as usual. And, this is episode 12 of my COVID-19 versions, recording remotely from the lands of the Woiwurrung language group, part of the Kulin Nation, and I have relocated from Boonwurrung country. Yes, indeed, still happening that way. Thanks very much to the staff of 3CR for keeping 3CR on air. We may have some new developments in the coming weeks, perhaps, if the restrictions get lifted. Also, big shout out to all the 3CR broadcasters who have been doing their shows remotely and pre-recording, as is this one, folks. Well, today I'm going to have two feature interviews as part of the Victorian Seeingers Festival all the way through the month of October. There has been a special broadcast titled Radio Reimagined, produced through Multicultural Arts Victoria, and some 3CR broadcasters have been involved in those productions. And I will be starting off the show with the episode with the features Monica Caro. I think you shall enjoy that one. And around about 1 o'clock, I'll do another episode which features Nela Trifkovic of the group Sara Illuminato. And everything will be explained in those presentations, folks. In amongst all that, I will also have a feature commemorating the passing of the great Iranian composer, singer, artist in general, Mohammad Reza Shajarian. And I must thank Galale Poor for curating 3 tunes which you'll be listening to today. And I'm not going to be giving a big story, but I'll tell you a few things as we get along about why Galale has chosen those 3 tunes. I'll also feature some music from an artist who's going to be featuring as part of the Boite, $5 for 5 concerts. And on Sunday, we're going to have the Sweet Sound Ensemble, which features Shirin Majd. She's put out a new record just very, very recently, but also has been doing lots of music over the years. So I'll feature a couple of tunes from her, and I'll try and squeeze in some tunes from Italy, mainly the south as usual, and we'll see what else we can fit in, but that's pretty much about it for this episode, but there's plenty for you to enjoy, folks. So have your lunch, whatever you want to do, a rest. I'll catch you half an hour's time after the Monica Caro session.
Welcome to the Victorian Seeingers Festival In the Groove, Radio Reimagined in 2020. This project has been produced on the lands of the Woiwurrung and Boonwurrung peoples of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging, and welcome all First Nations people listening today. As part of our music series, please enjoy this performance by Monica Jasmine Caro. Monica is a proud Kanai, Gunindjmara, and Mutjarawaint woman, a singer-songwriter, spoken word poet, actor, MC, and emerging playwright based in Naarm, Melbourne.
Mm-hmm. Ngāti mua. My name is Monica Jasmine Caro. I'm a proud Gunai, Gunajmara and Mokjarawait woman, and I also acknowledge my Celtic and Slovenian heritage. I pay my deep respects to the Wurundjeri peoples of the Kulin Nation, this land that has nurtured me for many years as a mother and as an artist. I pay my deep respects to their elders, both past and present, and my elders who have guided me and helped me along my journey. I give my love to all First Nations peoples who are listening in today and all peoples during this difficult time. I send my love and I hope you enjoy. So this piece is called They Abandoned Mother, and I wrote it in 2018 when I was deeply reflecting on my own personal experiences stepping into motherhood and my own womanhood, and I realized that there's an intrinsic link between the mistreatment of women and of mothers and how that's related and correlated to the mistreatment of Mother Earth. And I really wanted to draw upon my own personal perspectives and experiences of how we need to remember that sacredness that mothers and women hold, and that is constantly being mistreated and abused through many, many generations of patriarchy and systemic racism and systemic hate and colonization. And I think that bringing this to the forefront is a way that we reclaim our power, our empowerment, our sovereignty. And from a moment a baby is born, we need to remember that that life is sacred, and life is sacred, and we can all tap into that if we just deeply listen to one another and listen to Mother Earth too.
They abandon mothers like they abandon mother. She who breathes us in as we dig her up caught her. All without her we suffer, yet still we continue to abandon mother. She is milk and honey, our once plated breasts that we nestled our unformed skulls into. We were stroked and nurtured by her touch in her whole-hearted purity, ultimate love. But still we slap her. We pull at her hair, we scratch her. Still we abandon mother. They abandon mothers like they abandon themselves. They abandon themselves as they pour demons down their throat. I light a candle to their poison, a toxicity they've brewed in their own bodies. They are the wilted flowers left hanging in a moldy cup. They are the cigarette ash that has become a daily breakfast, that taste that lingers, that smell that embeds itself. They abandon themselves like they do their own mother. And we abandon childbearing mothers like we do our own Mother Earth. But ah, she is a wise maiden that lays you on her back as you sweat out your pain. She is the weaver, the whisperer of fibrous magic that has woven 10,000 baskets to cradle your food, cradle your essence just to carry you. She is a medicine you've walked 800 miles to drink, and when you walk through the desert, she blanketed you from the sand sink. She unlocks your mind from your soul and your soul from your mind. Without her, you're nothing. Because of her, you can be starlight. She is rainbow, red blood, a blue river that continues to flow. And she is the air in your lungs that breathes your bone marrow vessel into motion. I've been ravenously trying to sit with mother, connect with her as I hold my child in my arms. In my state of hopelessness, I come to realize she already sits with me. Sitting beside me, above me, underneath me, she holds me. And in that moment, I acknowledge her. I make my oath to her, say that I have not abandoned her, because she is my mother, and she is the reason for my being.
So this piece is called Lady of the Lake, which I wrote in 2016 about the stolen generations and really bringing that to the light and to the surface my son's family are members of the Stolen Generation, my son's grandmother, and members of my own extended family and community members. And I wanted to really reflect on that pain of forced removal of children and what mothers go through. I wasn't a mother at this time when I wrote Lady of the Lake, but it really just came to me. I actually had a vision of a woman on my sacred country, Gunai country in the Gippsland Lakes, and I really saw her, a very, you know, strong mother, grandmother energy archetype, sitting along the shore of the Gippsland Lakes, holding a bit of tea tree, smelling it, and looking out over the water, calling for her children to come home and channeling the spirit of the land for her children to return to their country and to their home. And I want to give my love and my respects to all peoples who were affected by the Stolen Generations back then and still today. We're still recovering from that painful history and traumatic past. We're strongest and the most resilient and connected when we're with our families. Yeah, so I haven't actually released this song into the public. I've played it all around Melbourne. I've played it in high schools to kids' assemblies and community gatherings and just gigs around Melbourne, but I have never released it, and I think that it's time for it to be out in the world. It's a very personal song, and I wrote it. When I wrote it, it came to me in about 10 minutes, so it was one of those songs that just had to come out. And yeah, this is Lady of the Lake.
I know a lady, lady of the lake. Her hair smells of tea tree and eucalyptus leaves. She said, oh darling, sit with me. Listen to my story, my dream. I said, Mother, why do you cry? She just said, look into my eyes. Oh, Mother, why do you cry? She just said, look into my eyes. Can we cry with Lady of the Lake as she cries her constant dull ache? Can we cry with Lady children to come home? Oh, this country runs for 90 miles long. It is in her blood, it is where she belongs. Country can't be measured away. It is in her blood, it is in her DNA. Yeah. Can you cry with Lady of the Lake? Constant dull ache. Can children to come home. Grandmother Moon weeps a silent, silent sorrow every time she rises. Her son gently says, never to meet her morning, morning sun. I know a lady, lady of the lake. Smells of tea tree and eucalyptus leaves.
I wrote this piece in 2014. I'd been in Melbourne for a couple of years. I was 20 and I was going to a lot of protests and marches around the justice of our mob. At the time, there was a lot of fight needed for the forced closures of Aboriginal communities that were happening around Western Australia, WA. So when I wrote this poem, I was actually planning to read it out for one of those protests, one of the main protests in Melbourne, Stop the Forced Closures of Aboriginal Communities, which is just so... it's so crazy to think that that was actually happening and has happened to our people in the last couple of years, where they were turning off the water and denying resources to our families and our children, and it's really sickening. So this poem is about, you know, the truth it still hides. You know, it's time for it to be risen, because, you know, how many years do we have to take to the streets? How many years do we have to exhaust our voices to be heard? And our elders, they've paved the way for us, but they've been fighting with a lot of pain and a lot of struggle and a lot of resilience too, and a lot of courage. And so me coming to Melbourne from Gippsland and taking to the streets was just a natural progression for me as a young person, as a young artist, who was really, you know, finding myself in the world, and I knew what I believed in, and I know what I believe in, because my family have always had very strong senses of justice and have always told me and taught me right from wrong and the true histories of this country. They say we come from many lands, and many men did come to our lands. He saw the gums, the red rocks and the bruise. He felt the soil and his pockets grew. He did not have bare feet and spears. He had leather soles and orange beards. He did not feel Mother Earth in between his toes. Instead, he cut her back as he walked to and fro. This man had plenty, rubies and garments and power galore. But still he was hungry, still he wanted more. You see, man is greedy and man is afraid. So he slaughters the unknown with his blade. Caught up in wealth, a superficial pursuit, he with the power lacked a fundamental truth. He would never hear the ancestors sing, nor feel their spirits dance with the wind. He would never know that men and women who were old held knowledge and wisdom much more valuable than gold. He would never feel the love and light that Mother Earth pours out each day and night. He would eat and drink until he could no more, indulge like a taker, like when the waves take the shore. He would never feel Bunjil looking down upon him, and no amount of dimes could ever pay for his sins, ever pay for his crimes. So when they say all that we have lost, we say no, it was taken. Who's ready to pay the cost? 250 years on from then, we've been living, but the truth it still hides, and it's time for it to be risen. This piece is called Urban Dreaming. I wrote it in 2018, really the first draft of it. It was based off real life happenings. The night that seeded this poem, I was literally with my best friends, who are all First Nations from around Australia, and we were just sitting on St Kilda Pier on Boomerang Country, and we were just yarning, we were just talking, and it was a really amazing night because there were all these backpackers and people from other walks of life and culture that were gathered on the beach shore and actually had lit candles and were giving thanks to people who have passed away. So we sat with them and we just asked them what it was about, and it was them honouring their family who have passed away, and they obviously couldn't grieve in their country, so they were just paying homage on Boomerang Country on that beach shore. So we were up to all hours of the night, you know, yarning about our place in the world and this deep responsibility that we have and this deep connection. And it was a really, really profound moment in time between the four of us friends, all trying to connect and just feeling life and feeling the struggles that our parents and our grandparents and our families and our communities have gone through, but also the excitement and this aliveness of being able to connect and to meet and to share little pockets of language that we're learning and we're reviving, or we've learnt from our cousin or from our grandparents or our uncles or aunties. And yeah, it just really all started from, you know, friends connecting one night in St Kilda on Boomerang Country. At the time, there was a lot of new projects and collaborations and a lot of realisations. That year was a very profound year of self-discovery and really hard lessons. And by 2019, I ended up getting commissioned to do a piece for the opening of Yirrumbwy Festival. And I chose to expand on this piece because of the power within it in terms of talking about the legacy that we're leaving behind as the next generation. And everything that we're doing now is a mere continuation on from what our elders have done and how they've paved the way. Our parents, our mothers, fathers, grandparents, uncles, aunties. And it got me thinking about, you know, what am I leaving behind and what am I continuing on in what I create and how I engage and how I live as a person in this world, as a woman in this world. And, you know, in Naam, here in Naam, has been a meeting place, obviously, since the first sunrise. But it's been a place for many generations post-colonization for people to come together and really and find their families and people who were dispossessed and moved away from their homelands and from their communities and from their own families. And people came to Fitzroy and Collingwood and Carlton off the missions around Victoria and all around Australia and found a place of meeting, a place that could be their stomping ground, almost like a reclamation of their identity, because our identities had been so violently stripped from us at that time, and we're still reclaiming a lot of our identities and our power. Naam, here in Naam, so many people can come here and connect from all different places around the continent that we know as Australia, and of course all around the world too. But, you know, this urban meeting place is still sacred country, and I think it's overlooked all the time because there is a city that's been imposed on top of sacred country. But if we really look with a different perspective and go to different areas around Nam, we'll see that this country is still thriving and is alive, and those sacred song lines are still there and need to be sung to. And our generation, we're trying to wake that up and continue on with this sacredness that has held our elders and those who have come before us. So urban dreaming is about the dreaming that has taken place on this country, but also that within the contemporary is still a deep ancientness, and we are really lucky. We are really privileged to be on this country and to be able to connect with many mobs and find our family and find our feet and learn our languages through the ability to meet in Nam. Laced in the blood of Mother Earth, my bleeding country, my place of birth. Here I am, all that I am, as I try to break the shackles of this colonial curse. I am met with friends, and we are washed away by the vastness of the sea. In warm sand we surrendered. Strange lights did appear on the ocean's crest, and we called out, but there was no sound. Man-made or mystic, we thought, and if it came in peace. But it didn't matter, as this light it did shine at a pivotal time, showing some young black kids that it's gonna be alright. As this urban district had our vision blurred, the city smog had our airways choked. So we chose to see the seven sisters in the Southern Cross etched in each other's skin, flesh and bones. We breathed in, we became kin. We borrowed that crystal fresh air from our family ghosts, and those spirits transported us into higher realms, teaching us the knowledge and the wisdom that we have the birthrights to know. That we have the birthrights to know. For we come from north, south, east and west lands. We're different yet familiar, like a returning after death. And this old love is blood deep as it seeps into your cells, awakening genetic memory. And as we laid our bodies on the beach shore, we lit candles for those bodies who have crumbled, passed on to another dimension, and for a moment we were quiet, low melting and humbled. For those lives to remember, we ignited a flame just to feel the warmth of their embers. For my dear friends, I did not ask for you in the shadows of the night, but that's how the story goes. Diamonds in the rough appear just as you're about to let go. Those diamonds pull you out from rose thorn, snake-infested pits, toxic abyss you're about to lay yourself in, harshness you thought you deserved. Those diamonds play silk and wool over your back. They bathe you in olive oil just to remind you that softness still exists. Yes, softness still exists. Sunrise together. It was like all the first men and women in the dawning of time, and colours are fresh when light first hits, and we were lit up and beaming. Our eyes revealed our truth of ultimate devotion to life, but our eyes are the windows to our souls, and our souls are crying. And as we waited on that beach pier, we spoke of our grandmothers, unsung heroes and fallen warriors. Then our brother, he did say, I have been awoken by that luminous light in the deep. Yet I am shaken, I am hurting, my heart it is breaking that our mob have to endure this all. And as we held him close, catching his tears in our chest, we whispered and we said, brother, life's mystery is within us, so close you can almost feel it, a distance within reach, always yearning and forever searching. So don't lose faith, regain your strength, hold yourself as we are holding you now. For we are first peoples and we are like rock. We are like Lamandra grass and we bind unbreakable knots. We are the next generation of caretakers, of innovators. Our children will be the recreators. We are like the mountains reformed by the crashing of waves, forming new and beautiful shapes each millennia. For
we come from north, south, east and west lands. We're different yet familiar, like a returning after death. And this old love is blood deep as it seeps into your cells, awakening genetic memory. For we are creating a new black urban meeting place, connecting to our collective dreaming. This is our song, and we're singing it how it should be sung. Our song, our hearts beating, our urban dreaming, connecting to our collective dreaming as we dance this song line forever. We say return us, for we are not lost. This is our home, this is our country, this is where we belong.
You've been listening to the Victorian Seniors Festival, In the Groove, Radio Reimagined in 2020. Thank you to Monica Jasmine Caro for sharing your poems and music with us today. This radio program was produced by the Radio Reimagined 2020 production team. Producer Rob Gabert, Creative Director Nat Grant, Technical Director AC Hunter, and Post-Production Director Michele Vescio. For more information about the festival, and to hear more episodes like this one, visit seniorsonline.vic.gov.au.
To Radical Radio 3CR.
The Commons Social Change Library is an online collection of educational resources for those campaigning for social change. It collects, curates, and distributes the key lessons and resources of progressive movements around Australia and across the globe. The library includes over 500 resources covering campaign strategy, community organising, activist history, digital campaigning, diversity and inclusion, and much, much more. During October, the Commons Library is running a crowdfunder to help keep its collection updated and free to the public. To make a tax-deductible donation, visit www.commonslibrary.org. The Commons Social Change Library is a 3CR supporter.
Yes. I hope you enjoyed the special Monica Jasmine Caro piece. Really insightful, serious little talent. All right. Coming up next on Music Science Frontiers, you're just listening to a piece by Gela Lepore and Mick Trembath off the Retrieving Beirut Part 3-4 that came out earlier this year in response to the tragedy that happened, the blast that happened in Beirut in Lebanon. And the piece is called Soft Skin and Rain. And I'm just going to be having it in the background as I introduce the next segment here on the program. Is that I'm going to... I asked Gela Lepore just the other day to choose three tunes that have been very significant of a huge influence in her life, and she actually put out a post on social media letting us know about the passing of Mohammad Reza Shajarian, a great Iranian composer, humanitarian and general artist, mastering calligraphy as well apparently. He was born in 1940 and unfortunately passed away after a battle with cancer on the 8th of October. And I can't really go into a massive story about this person, but if you're interested, over there at PBS, our sister station, Roger Holdsworth from the Globe Village had a nice little interview with Galeria Poa on Sunday, and you can catch that at the PBS website, and goes into a lot of detail about her influence from this special person in Iranian contemporary culture. But anyway, like I said, she's chosen three tunes, and I'm going to play them. They're relatively long. I might not be able to play all of them in full, but I'll just see how it goes. There's three tunes, one from 1977, one from 1986, and one from 2003. And the first one that I'll play will be a tune titled Taznif Ebot Ashin from Bayet Estefan, and it features Feridun Shahbazan. And I've totally got that incorrect, but I'll tell you more about it in a few moments. So this tune coming up is a tune that Muhammad restored, and there's a big documenting the music of Iran, and it's composed by Darvish Khan, and the words by Ali Akbar Sheba, and two amazing Iranian composers and poets from the 19th century. So we'll check this one out right now. Thank you. So this next piece is called Tasnif Jan Jahan, and it's from the record Nava. And this is the a piece that Galaripur remembers most from her childhood. And yeah, so I just would mention also that Shajarian certainly was an outspoken critic of how music was treated in Iran, and was pretty much criticised by religious groups. So he copped a lot of flack for that, but it didn't stop him from continuing on that cause and journey. And yeah, he battled kidney cancer for 15 years, folks, and finally took his life. But he also did some amazing work for the community and maintaining the great music tradition of Iran.
Oh, که تو دوش کرا بودی، آه که تو دوش اشکلرم کاش قبا بودمی چون که در آغوش قبا بودی زهر ندارم که بگویم تو زهر ندارم که بگویم تو بی من بیچاره کجا بودی آینه ای رنگ تو عکس کسیست تو ز همه رنگ جدا بودی تو ز همه رنگ جدا بودی
Yeah, so now this is the tune Saz of Az e Nava, and from the record Hum Nava Babam, and the bum at the end is the, we'll get some of the music in the background there, and it's the record came out in 2003, I believe, and it was in response to a devastating earthquake that flattened this amazing city of Bam in 2003. Go online and check out the story. It's pretty intense. So the whole world basically tried to pitch in to assist Iran in dealing with this enormous tragedy, the worst earthquake disaster that Iran has experienced. And part of raising funds for this, this record was an amazing ensemble, which Gala Vepor is one of her pretty much favourite pieces. But the ensemble also features his son, and it's a quartet, collaboration with Kayan Kalor and Hossein Alizad and Homayon Sharjian, who is his son. And it's a series of concerts that were done to raise money to help with the restoration of this city. And also later on, he tried to build an art garden. So, as I'm saying about his art connection and the work that he did for the people of Bum, but the government certainly made it very difficult for him. But he withdrew from the project because it was so hard. But just finally, it was finished in 2019. So that's a positive for that one. But yeah, look, go online and all the information is there for you to check out. I'll play a little bit more of this as he starts to sing, but I'll have to fade it out because it goes for about, the whole tune goes for about 15, 16 minutes. And I've got some music from Shirin Maj to play for you as well.
بی همگان به سر شود، بی تو به سر نمی شود، داغ تو دارد این دلم، جای دگر نمی شود، داغ تو دارد این دلم، جای دگر نمی شود. جای دیگر نمی شود، نمی شود. ترم به دست تو، بی تو به سر نمیشود، بی تو به سر نمیشود.
Listening to 3CR 855 AM on digital and on the internet, www.3cr.org.au.
Yes, sorry about having to fade out the rest of the music there from Mohammad Reza Shajarian, but like I said, go online and check out his music. There's plenty of videos and things for you, and the story's a special one. And so once again, thanks very much for Galadepur for providing me those three tunes and a very brief story about it. What we're listening to now is a tune from Shirin Maj, who's Iranian born as well, but lived a long time away from her country of birth. This is a record that came out in 2016 called Rebirth Nostalgia, an EP. It's a tune called Gole Golden. And Shirin, yes. Singing there. So Shirin basically worked and studied in Austria as well, and then migrated to Australia and basing herself in Brisbane in 2011, and has studied here, continuing with her vocal training, classical singer, done folk and sung in many other languages, and also appeared in that show called The Voice, apparently. But I'm not going to tell you too much more about her story, because you got a chance to check out her story as part of the Boîte Adapt series on Sundays, and it's going to be, well, she's the Sweet Sound Ensemble is what she's also started up, and they're going to be performing at 3:30 p.m. Sunday the 25th of October, this Sunday. You can book by going to the Boîte website, and you can also check out this after the performance. So if you can't see it right on 3:30, you'll be able to still check it out later on. So great opportunity, folks. Great opportunity. But I'll leave you with this a bit more, and come back to you shortly. And I should mention that the composer of this tune is Fridun Shahbazyan, who featured in one of the tunes that I played of Mohammad Reza Shajalian. So there.
Takuni di es
And that was a tune called The Art of Time from Shirin Majd from the brand new record called Secret. And that's in conjunction with Maya Ali Zadeh. And hopefully I've said that correctly. So that's a brand new record. And like I said, you can find out all about Majid and the Sweet Sound Ensemble this coming Sunday, 25th of October, 3:30. Go to the Boite website, boite.com.au. So get your ticket through Human Ticks. And, yeah, enjoy, folks. And coming up next is now the other presentation I have for you today from the Victorian Seniors Festival through Multicultural Arts Victoria. And it's Radio Reimagined, and you will have Oscar Jimenez interviewing Nella Trifkovic.
Welcome to Victorian Seniors Festival and The Groove, Radio Reimagined in 2020. This project has been produced on the lands of the Wurundjeri and Boonwurrung people of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to elders past and present and welcome all First Nations people listening today. As part of our music series, please enjoy this episode with Nella Trifkovic, who is interviewed here by Oscar Jimenez. This show is part of a series produced by Multicultural Arts Victoria for the Victorian Seniors Festival, Radio Reimagined in 2020.
Amen. Listeners, this is Oscar Jimenez, Music Projects Officer at Multicultural Arts Victoria. I'm your host for In the Groove at Radio Reimagine. Welcome to the show. I'm here with Nela Trifković, a Bosnian-Australian artist whose multifaceted practice includes disciplines of music, theater, performance, and installation art. A recipient of several grants and scholarships, Nela has performed and conducted research in Australia, Asia, Europe, and USA. She's also founder and director of folk music ensemble Sarai Iluminado. Welcome, Nela.
Thank you very much for having me.
So I guess that we like to give a bit of background to the listeners on your project and also your cultural background. So we'll start with, you know, what's the project of Sarai Iluminado? Where does the name comes from, and what's the reason behind the project?
Okay, so Sarai Iluminado started initially as, you know, as a band. It is a group that is dedicated to exploring two musical genres in particular, both of which are associated with my heritage. These genres are sevdah. That's the traditional music from Bosnia and Herzegovina, from where I come from, and also Sephardic Jewish music, music of the Sephardic Jewish diaspora that settled in various countries of the Balkan Peninsula, including Bosnia, including lots of places of former Yugoslavia region. And the project started late in 2013. Violinist Ernie Gruner and I have been planning to have a band, and I had sessionally been a member as a singer in a lot of different Balkan bands around Melbourne over time, kind of on and off. And I just felt it was time for me to have a band.
Fantastic. And what's the instrumentation? I mean, is it different from traditional ensembles, or Sarai Iluminado has a particular type of instrument, ensemble?
It's funny. That's a funny question, because I like to say our instrumentation style is called ancient forward. It uses ancient instruments, but it uses them in a very forward-looking way. So we have a double bassist, Dan Witten. On the instruments of guitar family, we have Irini Vela. And because of her background and skills, we are using lautos and instruments of the continental Greece and Greek islands. So she's our guitarist of sorts, let's say, guitar family. Kelly Dowell is a multi-instrumentalist on reed instruments. She plays B-flat clarinet. She also plays Turkish bamboo ney flute. Ernie Gruner plays the violin and the mandolin. And I sing and play the frame drum, which Kelly also plays.
Amazing. This is a very kind of diverse, so it's not just particular from one region itself. So it brings a very kind of a international sound. It's with the songs that you prepare for Radio Reimagine, is there anything, I mean, what was your inspiration of some of these songs or other traditional songs that you're reinterpreting?
Generally, what we do is new arrangements and reinterpretations of existing folk songs. We have also done original music, but for this particular segment, we are preparing traditional songs. And I've been looking at songs that, you know, at some time after this doomsday, there will be music again, and maybe we'll release an album again. So right. We've been looking towards the future with our choice of the songs.
So why don't you, would you maybe introduce the next song that we're going to listen to for in the next program?
Okay. I introduced one of my favorite Sevdah Bosnian songs. So you might know this, and probably in your cultural heritage as well, a lot of human stuff happens over coffee. Particular song is called, the title translates to, "Brew me some coffee, my darling," because we brew coffee in the coffee pot on the stove.
Yes, that's right. That's
how we like in a Turkish-inspired way. So the song is called "Brew Me Some Coffee," and it kind of lists that out, how your life and your romantic, social, all sorts of encounters pass. Most things that happen over a coffee. Even betrayal in love sometimes happens over a coffee.
Oh,
That was a lovely performance. And if you want to find more of Nela's music, well, you can log into their website, sarayiluminado.com. Now, Nela, continue with our conversation. I was very interested about what you're talking about, traditional songs being reinterpreted, because probably you grew up with this, some of this music. So I wanted to ask you, was any in your family also a musician? And how important was your family in your music, music journey?
Mm-hmm. So everyone in the family, both from mum's and dad's side, is a reasonably proficient amateur, I would say. You know, it was kind of a part of our upbringing, but also growing up in last days of our kind of collapsing socialist country. The one positive part was that if you at all wanted to, most children and most people over the last 50, 60 years in those countries got to try an instrument.
Mm.
So my parents really grew up with that thing where it didn't matter if you were going to become professional or not. They had access to instrumental lessons. And dad's family in particular took it up probably more enthusiastically. But my mom plays a little bit of piano. Her brother played accordion. But it was really my father's family who played. And dad actually had a semi-professional musical career for a short time. He's a scientist. He played traditional music. And he really played, I would say, all sorts of music from former Yugoslavia. He played a lot of Macedonian music, not just Bosnian stuff. He played a lot of Macedonian stuff, Serbian stuff. Before the collapse of the country, there was a genre that all the countries shared now, Bosnia, Serbia, Croatia, and it's just called music from the old town, town music. And that was the genre that my dad played the most. He played Sevdah as well. But I really, really grabbed onto this music through a person who was probably the least musical but the most influential in my life, which was my grandmother. And she had that routine that a lot of grandmothers had, you know, like when she washed the clothes, hand washed, she sang. And when she washed the dishes, she sang. And when she hanged the clothes, she sang. I ran around giving her a hand with that job before school, and so I sang with her.
Wow, that must be a beautiful memory. And that was what I was going to ask you. What was your earliest memory of you know, or either being, you know, touched by music or being enrolled in this kind of experience of you know, of community that's surrounded by these songs, you know, that tell stories, you know?
Mm. Well, the one that was, let's say, obvious and allowed was with her, and the one that was more undercover or was with my father, because in fact what I used to do, my father had all his rehearsals at home a lot of the time, and in his workshop, and I used to hide under the workshop table because it was after my bedtime. And one day I got found out because I started to sing too loudly. I really liked the song. So I was really little. I was in my pajamas, and I would hide there and stay, you know, as long as I could bear it, and sometimes fall asleep. But one day I got discovered. I got too enthusiastic, that was meant to be my black market entry. But it got uncovered, and actually, my dad's friends liked it so much. They were like, "You should really, as long as it's before 9 p.m., you really should include her."
Oh, wow. That's a beautiful memory, you know, and what a wonderful way to, you know, to discover your passion for music if it's from your family, from your own family.
Mm.
Now, Nela, it's going to be the last part of the interview. And so I'm going to ask you what's next for Nela and Sara Iluminato. What's next? Well, any upcoming ideas in the making or anything that you've been working on?
Well, we're working out, you know, how to reunite and how to exist in the new world. But one passionate idea that Ernie and I particularly have is to have an album at some point next year, and possibly to record that album somewhere in a large open space, possibly on a farm. actually like an old school field recording, the way it was done a century ago. Wow. Actually do a live acoustic outdoor performance.
That would be amazing. Record.
And so, yeah, so we're trying to look back at, you know, what was good in the old world and what can we reimagine.
Would you be filming this recording?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I've seen some of your YouTube videos, and I have to recommend the viewers to check out some of the YouTube performances of Sara Illuminato. These amazing, beautiful performances. So highly recommend it. Now, Nela, thank you very much for being here. Thank you for sharing your music. Thank you for sharing your stories.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Victorian Seniors Festival in the Groove, Radio Reimagined in 2020. This program was created by Multicultural Arts Victoria and produced by Oscar Jimenez, with support from the Radio Reimagined 2020 production team. Producer Rob Gabert, Creative Director Nat Grant, Technical Director AC Hunter, and Post-Production Director Michaela Vischel. For more information about the Seniors Festival, and to hear more episodes like this one, visit seniorsonline.vic.gov.au.
Hey there, this is Nella, the singer of Sarai Illuminado, and you're listening to 3CR 855 AM, and you're listening to Musique Sans Frontières.
Yes, indeed. Hope you enjoyed those two presentations of Nella Trifkovic and Monica Jasmine Caro. And Therese will be presenting another version of those special productions of Radio Imagined next week on Music Sans Frontières. And remember, go to the Boîte website, boîte.com.au, to find out what else is happening. And I shall just mention a couple of things. Once again, this coming Saturday, the 24th of October, we've got the International Georgian Choirs Concert, and I've spoken to Therese, and it's going to be a really special event, so get yourself ready for that one. It's going to be 11 p.m. Melbourne time. It's a global event, extraordinary, and it's going to be free via the Boîte website too, okay? And yes, Sweet Sound Ensemble, Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Get your tickets via the website as well. And celebrating a very unusual 2020 will be happening the following Sunday, the 29th of November. But also we've got Small Island Big Song Watch Party happening on the 14th of November at 7 p.m. Via Try Booking, and there'll be a Q&A and performance from Charles Mami Rosia. So yeah. What you're listening to underneath me at the moment is music from Reddy Hassar, and that's from a record that's come out this year, 2020, presents the Stolen Cello. The piece is called Duchy Mountain, and it basically is a two-part story of a young man who escapes Albania. That's him, during the turmoil of 1990s. He is the youngest son of a cello teacher in Tirana, Albania. But basically, he had to flee. He had an older brother living in Italy, and he convinced him to leave the unrest that was happening in Albania. So he arrives in the port of Brindisi in southern Italy, and so begins his the port of Bari. And so begins his journey. And look, basically, Reddy Hassar says, this record showcases the singing nature of the cello, explored in the human-like voice within a deeply personal story of hope and survival. I'll play you the rest of this tune, and then play you a tune from Anna Tijoux. Thank you.
compañera amiga, tú de la primera fila, embestida en rebeldía, eres fuerza que nos guía. Que el mundo entero sepa, te dispararon sin tregua, por la paz ellos dijeron, torturando a nuestro pueblo. Rebelión de octubre, nuestra América nos une. Rebelión de octubre, dignidad nos constituye. Octubre, rebelión, con honesta convicción. Octubre, rebelión, se lucha desde el corazón. Pactaron silencio, firmaron un acuerdo, escondieron documentos. Dime tú quién es violento, mientras nuestros muertos, sin justicia ni presos, vamos a quebrar silencio. Y la vida alzaremos. Rebelión de octubre, nuestra América nos une. Rebelión de octubre, dignidad nos constituye. Octubre, rebelión, con esta convicción. Octubre, rebelión, se lucha desde el corazón.
So there you go. That's Anatiju, the Chilean hip-hop megastar. It was great to see her at WAM Adelaide. Oh, I think it was a couple of WAM Adelaides ago. And, yes, that's basically the tune, Rebellion de Octubre, about the unrest that's been happening in Chile. That's her tune for it, and it features the 13-year-old Mapuche rapper MC Melody. So check out that video online too, folks. Worth your while to be aware of another serious issue with the problems happening in Chile. Okay, next we have some music from some Sicilian artists. Surprise, surprise. Les Llamas put this out in 2018, a 7-inch single, A and B side, and this is the A side, and it's a tune called Maloforos, featuring the great Alfio Antico, and it goes into, well, based around the temple of Selenunti in western Sicily. So I've been there. It's pretty extraordinary, big story. Check it out, folks. Here's a bit of storytelling for you. Yes, that's Maloforos featuring Alfeon Tico, and Lay Lamas is the moniker for Sicilian musician and composer Nicola Giunta. It's based around Demeter as well, folks. And coming up now is a new act I just found out about, Clap Clap, and the tune Southern Dub featuring Domenico Candelori.
Oh, Hi, we are
Oi
Dipnoi from Catania, Sicily, and you are listening to Music Sans Frontières on 3CR 855 AM.
Mamma non mi mandar fuori la sera. Mother, do not send me out at night time is a song from Tuscany from the period straight after the Second World War, when American army boys were still very present in the cities, in the villages all around Italy after the liberation of from fascism and Nazism in Italy. And the army boys, the American boys, often were looking for adventures and romantic adventures with Italian women, in this case the women from Tuscany. And the women were, yes, tempted, yes, curious, yes, willing to explore their sexuality, but in a time where women weren't really allowed to do that. So this woman is telling her mother, don't send me out at night because I might be tempted. I might be tempted to embrace one of these boys and they might ruin me. And we can all imagine what they think this sort of ruin would look like. Mamma non mi mandar fuori la sera.
Mamma non mi manda fuori la sera, son piccolina e non mi so badare, c'è i giovanotti fuori di maniera, noiosi mi vorrebbero baciare. Mamma non mi mandare all'amporecchio, ce l'hanno costruiti tre cancelli, quello di mezzo ci passa il padrone, quelli alle parti giovanotti belli. E quando vedo te io chiudo gli occhi per non ti vedere, quando ti vedo là io chiudo gli occhi per non ti guardare. Mamma non mi manda fuori la sera, son piccolina e non mi so badare, sei puta caso troppo un militare, mamma lui mi potrebbe rovinare. E quando vedo te io chiudo gli occhi per non ti vedere, quando ti vedo là io chiudo gli occhi per non ti guardare. Mamma non mi manda fuori la sera, son piccolina e non mi so badare, c'è giovinotti fuori di maniera, noiosi mi vorrebbero baciare. E quando vedo te io chiudo gli occhi per non ti vedere, quando ti vedo là io chiudo gli occhi per non ti guardare. Quando vedo te io chiudo gli occhi per non ti vedere, quando ti vedo là io chiudo gli occhi per non ti guardare.
senza sta marea. Fammi camminare sopra chi su mari, solo non ci ha fatto scuda sta preghiera.
Recent discovery there. It's the artist Paola Munda, Sicilian born from Palermo, residing in Boston in the USA. Put out a really nice, distinctive EP, as far as I'm concerned. It's called Amuri Amari, and it just means bitter love, folks. Yeah, and that is the tune, Allegri e Birri Com'è. Before Paola Munda, we had Rosa Votto continuing her songs in isolation via Instagram, and I will continue those in coming episodes of Music Sans Frontiers. Before Rosa Votto, we had Clap Clap, who is Cristiano Crisci from Tuscany, Italy. Of course, that goes hand in hand with Rosa's song. And we started off that bracket with Lay Lamas. And I'll remind you that the playlist will be available on the Facebook Music Sans Frontières page later on today. So also, if you want to re-listen to this episode, it'll be repeated on Sunday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. during the COVID-19 restrictions. Therese will be with you next Tuesday. I've been Joe Malinaggi. Thanks very much for listening. Ciao.
3CR, here to stay.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.